This recording, Sichuan 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed forward. Then she got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from the rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come on was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mare out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I'm from Chengdu, China, which is one of the biggest cities in southwest of China. It's also the capital of Sichuan province. And for Chengdu, I think it's famous for at least 2 things. One is for the food, where famous for our hot pie, our spicy hot pie, which you can find tons of hot pie restaurants in the street, in the city. And another thing is the panda. We're the home of the panda. So any place in the world, the panda is from my city. Okay, one of my favorite childhood memories was in Vancouver, Canada. Because I and my parents, we used to live there for a year. And back then, we didn't have so much money. We're kind of poor. But just us three, we lived together. We had no friends, no relatives there. Just us three. We're happy, even though we're poor. And I didn't speak any English, but I went to school there. Everyone treated me so nice. I miss those days.